Linus Van here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on the power of habits with a focus on positive habits. When ambitious people try to achieve something that is a bit beyond their reach, they often see motivation as a way to build up their willpower. The more you raise your desire, the more willpower you are likely to gather up. This time, I'm gonna do it. I start Monday, that's it. But willpower is like a tea candle. It burns out just when you need it. And you have to keep replenishing it until one day you don't. And then you skip the next day, you lose momentum and quit. True success and reaching big goals requires daily effort. And to be able to do something day in and day out, you need to develop the right habits. Willpower on its own won't get you there. But before worrying about what the right habits are, which we'll talk about in a few weeks, it is more important to learn how to develop habits in the first place. So today, we're going to focus on three simple steps. Number one, document and track. Number two, set a trigger. Number three, identify a reward. Let's take something simple like gratitude. We've already discussed gratitude at length, and now you understand the power, but you have to be able to build a gratitude habit for it to really be effective. First, we're going to document it. Write down your goal. You're going to think of something you're grateful for every morning. That's the goal. On your whiteboard or sticky notes, write down the day of the week, a row for each day. Monday gratitude, Tuesday gratitude, and so on. Your goal is to think of something you're grateful for every day and then check it off. At the bottom of the list, write down a reward for achieving this. Maybe something you've been wanting to buy for yourself or a favorite food. Now comes the second step, the trigger. The trigger, in this case, could be your morning drink, whatever it is, coffee, tea, or water. Touching your lips to the glass or cup is your trigger. As soon as you take a sip, you think of something you're grateful for. Easy. To spread gratitude throughout the day, do this anytime you have any kind of drink throughout the day. This is just an example, by the way. Third step, the reward. If you manage to achieve your goal, which in this case is to think of something you're grateful for every day, you give yourself the reward you had written down. You can take this approach with virtually anything. Waking up at 5 a.m., working out, creating social media content to move your business forward, whatever it is. Keep it simple and build the habit of creating habits. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase and then we'll set an intention to develop a habit that is important to you. Take a deep breath and exhale fully until all the air is out of your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you exhale fully, and you should feel lighter. Now take another deep breath and slowly push the air out of your lungs. As you do this, imagine that you are starting to float. You look down and see yourself sitting there. You are calm and serene. You float up higher, and now you are above the building you are sitting in. You can see the roof in the distance. You continue to float higher with each exhalation. You can see the city below you. As you float higher, you are now above the earth. You can see the continents and the clouds against the blue water. You continue to float farther from the earth, which is now a distant blue ball. You now just float in space. You're surrounded by bright stars and galaxies. You are totally relaxed and have nothing to worry about. Just float, listen to the music, and let your mind wander and do whatever it wants. If ideas rush in, just let them. I'll leave you to it for a few minutes. Thank you. you realize that you are a tiny little dot in this vast universe. Now slowly start floating back towards the Earth. You can once again see the continents and the oceans. You float further down and can now see the city. The colors are brighter and more beautiful than you remember, more vivid. You see the rooftop of the building you're sitting in, and it has an aura around it. Something has changed. You travel through the roof, and you see yourself sitting there. You are glowing. You are transformed. The small things you used to worry about are no longer a factor now that you've seen the universe. Come back into your body and feel your breath. Congratulations! A meditation habit builds discipline, and it is a great habit to develop. But it is now time to set an intention. Start small and choose something that is achievable so you can build confidence right at the start. Think of a habit you would like to develop. Now think about how you can measure your success every day and commit to writing it down in a visible location. Then imagine what would make a good trigger. It can be as simple as walking through a doorway, or seeing your dog or cat in the morning. Many people put their gym clothes on the floor by the bed as a trigger for working out. Any simple association to remind you. And finally, define a reward and commit to writing that down. Little by little, you can develop virtually any positive habit using the document trigger reward technique. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.